You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. The Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. That's how you get more information. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at CakesFlops on your Instagram. I'm joined today by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Mr. Cakes.
Eric Bickle is also here.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Oh, good.
Three-man Junks show getting you through today. Good night to be a Caps fan last night. Solid night.
Yep.
Caps close out their pretty brutal West Coast swing with the resounding 5-2 win over the Calgary Flames. They come back from the road trip with a 3-2 record.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, if the season ended today, your Washington Capitals would be in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's amazing.
Let's go. Let's go, baby.
Now,
here we go. 15 games till the end of the season. The sprint is officially here.
Yeah.
Now you just got to hold position and or overtake Flyers and the Metro.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm just doing the fuzzy math.
Not like when you do fuzzy math.
They've won 10 of 15.
Yes.
Good.
So on a little
bit of a
heater.
That'd be great.
10 of 15, including, like you said, beating the Kraken, the Canucks, and the Flames back-to-back-to-back out west. I thought they would really struggle, especially in their first game when they went out to Winnipeg and they lost that game, got shut out. Then they got pummeled by the Oilers.
Those
remember
back-to-back games made you think.
So I was thinking, you know what, they're going to go 1-4, 0-5 on the swing. But they came back and battled and got 6 points in those last three.
Yep, and a big part of it last night, Ovi had not one but two power play goals. He is now at 21 on the season, and if my math is correct, he is now at 843 on his career on the Great Eight Chase goal tracker.
Awesome.
It's now up to date, 843 goals. So now 20-plus goals for 19 straight seasons.
Rumors of his demise have been greatly exaggerated.
This is all correct, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was great to see him come back. You know, he just got off to a slow start. It was just one of those deals.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really, really slow, awful start.
Yep.
And now, you know, he's playing at a decent level now.
Mm-hmm.
Also a slow start for
Washington
Capitals power play. Over the last 2 months, it has completely turned around. In the last 2 months, the Caps have the league's third best power play at 29.1%.
Players are obviously doing something right, but Carbs is doing something right.
He certainly is. And look, this is a team that was getting rid of pieces at the trade deadline.
Yeah, correct.
Like McClellan, he looked at the roster. He looked at where they were in the standings a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and said, well, we're going to get rid of Mantha. We're going to ship out Cousy. We're going to get rid of some of these parts. And look, it's a resilient bunch. I mean, you still have Ovi here. He's still scoring. Look, is he scoring 40-plus goals this season? No, but he's going to be in the mid-20s when it's all said and done. And at 38, that's pretty damn good.
Maybe high 20s.
It could be the high 20s if he keeps up this
heater. Maybe he cracks 30, which would be crazy. Strong scores
again last night as well. Yeah. And another guy who's been chipping in, a youngster who's been really good, Hendy.
Yeah.
Hendy LaPierre scores again. And that's a 22-year-old that you need contributions from when you start shuttling off pieces at the trade deadline.
So currently with 75 points, two ahead of the Isles, one ahead of Detroit. And
Detroit's been slumping. The Islanders have been slumping. That's helped.
Yep.
The Caps move up the standings.
So, you know, it's a good run, keeping us kind of you know, interested game by game, and hopefully it's all going to work out. Toronto's going to be tough tomorrow. I think Toronto's one of the better teams in the East, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Yep. So they fly back from the West, have one day of respite, mm-hmm. and then they're going to play Toronto. They're going to play Carolina, and I think they're going to play Winnipeg.
Those are the next three at home. Yep. looks like five of the next six are at home, but we talked about this heading into the All-Star break. The Caps had the top strength of schedule, the most difficult remaining schedule in the league coming mm-hmm. out of the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And for them to do what they're doing is pretty impressive. But, yeah, the upcoming homestand is tough. The three teams you mentioned, there's another team coming in, Detroit, that they're battling with for that wild card spot. That's on Tuesday, March 26th. Then they have to go to Toronto. So it's not going to get any easier. It's going to be tough the whole way
through. It is, but they're beating some good teams, and they're winning games on the road. Now, when Toronto comes in tomorrow, they've got just – the LeBron James of hockey. Mm-hmm. This kid, Austin Matthews, I don't know how old
What's
he is.
He's pretty young. I'm going to guess.
25, 24, 25?
Yeah, he's like 25-ish. I'll look up his age.
So think about this, Mr. Bickle. Mm-hmm. All right, the Toronto Maple Leafs have played 66 games, and Matthews has 55 goals. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's leading the league in goals.
Yeah, he's leading by a pretty wide margin. He's 7 up on the next. He's actually 26.
Oh, he's 26. All right.
But yeah, he's just a scoring. What's their record? I know they're really good, but what's their record?
They've got 85 points. So they're 38, 19, and 9. And away from home, they're 20 and 7 and 6. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to keep it going. You're going to keep playing good teams. Got to somehow slow down Austin Matthews tomorrow.
If Ovi doesn't catch Gretzky, Austin Matthews
will. You're right.
Or he might catch Ovi.
He's just a scoring machine.
He is an absolute machine.
My confidence has been restored now in Ovi catching Gretzky. It was wavering.
Rocked a little bit.
It was
early
wavering
on.
For a while. A
couple months there.
But now with him, you know, getting the 20-plus – hopefully he gets 25, 27-ish when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fully back in.
More than respectable.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
especially for his age.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So how many back is he?
He is, what is 895 minus 843? Can anybody do that quick math?
He's, you said 43?
Yes, he's at 842.
52
back.
All right, so that's a full two seasons, though. Two more seasons.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's you know, two solid seasons.
Let's say.
And last time I checked, he's under contract for two more seasons here in Washington.
Right.
That dovetails perfectly.
If he gets to 30 this year, he'll need 41.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I doing the math right there? So, yeah, he'll need 41. So that's he's not going to score 42 or 41 next year.
It would be insane.
Yeah.
I think that's a big ask.
But I didn't think Tiger was going to win the Masters in 2019 either. So you never know. The great ones, Jason.
I guess you're right.
You never know.
I guess you're right.
Didn't see Cal's MVP season. What year was that when he had that MVP season late in his career after everybody was writing him off?
Oh, early 2000s, right?
Yeah. I can't remember the year. God, my brain is mush now. But, yeah, 90, you never know the great ones.
Actually, that was probably early 90s, wasn't it?
I can't remember anymore, Jason.
By the way, another person that deserves a tip of the hat for the Washington Capitals.
Maybe 97. I don't know.
91.
Oh, 91.
Yeah, it was 91.
I'm stealing this from @CapitalsPR on Twitter. Chucky Lindgren, over his last six starts, he has a record of 5-1. He's got a 1.33 goals against average and a .956 save percentage.
Mm.
So Chucky is coming up huge for the team when they absolutely need it the most.
Right.
He's been their guy.
Yep. He's been fantastic.
Here's a good nugget that I stole from JP.
Clearly Drake. The number one.
Do you know how many goalies Ovi has scored on throughout his career?
How many goalies Ovi has scored on throughout his career? I mean, he's got 843 goals. I'm going to say he's scored, this is just a 125. It's just a random guess.
No, way more than that.
Got to be more than that?
Yeah, I'm going to say way more than that. I don't know what number, but I'm just going to say way more than
174.
That. Oh, okay. I thought it would have been like in the 300s.
Yeah, 174.
I mean, that's a lot.
This is according. I'm stealing this from Japers Rink. They got this from the Caps PR. Dustin Wolf is the fifth new goalie Ovi has added to his list of goalie victims this season.
Very good. I like Ovi having a list of victims that he has by his bedside. Little ticks on notches on the bedpost.
Right.
For Ovi.
Right.
It's a good thing.
That's a great win last night. When do we have Carbs on?
He should be tomorrow.
Is that tomorrow? So he's going to be
tomorrow
happy.
Morning.
And Stromer buried one too, right?
Stromer had a goal. Stromer had one. Ovi had two.
Yeah.
Hendy had one. And who am I missing?
Willie, right?
Tom Wilson.
Right.
Whose face I think is healing nicely. Had a gash across one of his cheeks.
Oh, no. He's so dreamy.
He's a national treasure. He is dreamy. So hopefully that's been taken care of.
Are they mucking him up now with scars?
He's had a pretty rough season, I think, for the face, for his moneymaker. Like, I've seen him in some of the post-game interviews and that they put on Twitter when Carbs is popping up the team post-wins. Like, he's had, like, cotton stuffed up his nose, blood all over his face.
Couple more stitches.
Big cut across his cheek.
Couple more stitches, and we can take a picture with him again.
Again. I thought I boycotted pictures, but I definitely am boycotting any picture with Tom Wilson.
Yeah, we did that a few years ago. That was a big mistake.
Years ago, like
7 or 8 years ago, we did that.
TV studios.
Yeah.
And I think we looked at each other like, what are we doing? We're taking a picture with Tom Wilson in a $2,000 suit.
Right.
This is a terrible idea.
Bad idea. Yeah.
We should never, ever do this again.
Right. So, Cakes, what is the, I don't know what site you go to find out the playoff chances, but what's it up to now?
I favor
because yesterday it was at 38%, maybe.
I favor moneypuck.com, though I've seen differing odds on different sites. As of this morning, they have the Caps as a 53.4% chance of making the playoffs.
Just think about two weeks ago, a week and a half ago, it was 5% or 6%.
I think it was down to 3 at one point.
But it
shows you that when you have so many games left, you know, unless you're like the Nats were like 30 games back, you can't write them off.
Yeah, other teams that they're scrapping with for that either that last wild card spot or the last spot in the Metro currently held by the Flyers right now, that they have the Islanders as a 26% chance of making the playoffs. Detroit at 21%. The Pens are way down there at 9%. Josh Harris's Devils, not a good season for them. They're falling out of it. They're at 7.2%.
If they had to redo the trade deadline, I think the Cousy deal is just better for everyone to move on. I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they would like to have Mantha back if they had a redo. Mm-hmm. You think?
Maybe.
I can't remember what they got for him. I mean, draft picks.
It was multiple picks, I believe.
Yeah,
okay. I can look it up. But
I'm just saying, in terms of helping him, you know, lock up
because he was scoring.
Yeah,
he was one of their scorers.
Helping them lock up a spot.
But maybe that opened up, you know, more playing time for some of these younger guys who were playing well. Who knows? But yeah, that's why I asked Carbs a few weeks ago. Any chance you guys going to be buyers?
He laughed at me.
Yeah. I know.
The Caps got a 2024 second round pick and a 2026 fourth round pick. And Washington retains 50% of his remaining cap hit.
You know what? I'm going to ask Carbs that tomorrow.
You're going to ask him what?
I'm going to ask him. Well, you're nervous about what I'm going to ask him.
No, no.
I'm just going to ask him if they could do it over. Mm-hmm. Knowing where you are right now, do you wish you hadn't Mantha still on the roster? Like, do you wish you could redo the deal?
Yeah.
Or, you know, he probably, who knows, he'll be political.
He'll probably say, like, that's out of my hands. McClellan, you know, controls the roster at the trade deadline.
Well, and he'll probably say, yeah, of course I'd love to have him. We loved him. He was great for the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll say something political, but still.
Right.
And then I ask him, is it still so funny when Jason asked you 2 months ago if you were going to
you
laughed at him.
Oh, yeah, but we'll see. I mean, still, let's see. They've played 66 games, you said? 67 games. All right, so
they got
15 games left. We'll see.
Stretch run. You know what? At least they're making the stretch run fun and entertaining.
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
It's better than them coming off a 4 or 5 game losing streak out there in the West.
It's better than like a 5% playoff chance sweat. There's a legit playoff sweat for the Capitals.
That's crazy.
3 weeks ago, a month ago, you would have thought we were crazy people
Drabby,
who told you that.
Did you ever watch Breakpoint, the Netflix?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know if Pickle watched it.
I watched season 1, I think.
Okay.
Or two. How many have there been? Two?
There have been two. Yeah.
Can't remember.
But anyway, so my girl, Aryna Sabalenka, who won the last two Aussie Opens, and she's Russian. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the second season, they feature her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend is like 20 years older than her. And his name is Konstantin Koltsov. Did you see the story?
He was a former NHLer. He
played for the Penguins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you see he died?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened?
I don't see a cause of death here in the story. I think he died
I thought I saw a blood clot.
Oh, did you? Okay, maybe I haven't read the entire story. That.
Detached blood clot.
So
bad news.
Bad news.
They were still together?
He was 42 years old. Yeah, they were still together.
And he was like featured, so like you felt like you got to know him a little bit.
Well,
on the
not
show?
Really, but he was always in the background, would talk in the car. You know, the cameras and the microphones are in the car, and after matches.
You speak English or no?
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, broken English, yeah. Uh-huh. But, you know, she was obviously super into him. And, you know, he was part of her team. And I saw he just passed away. I mean, that's crazy. She's going to be a complete mess now. She's kind of a mess anyway, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
She's very emotional, but now her boyfriend dies.
Oh, terrible news. Yep. It's awful.
But right, but he did play for the Penguins for, I think, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show today, on a Tuesday, we will talk some college hoops with Kenny Blakeney, Howard's basketball coach. They're in Dayton for the first four. They're taking on Wagner tonight.
They play Wagner. Yeah, so Wagner was way down in their mm-hmm. They were in the Northeast Conference, and they were way down in the standings. I think they finished sixth or seventh, just got hot in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
and they lost to Coppin State. In the regular season, Coppin State was 2-27 this year, who obviously is in the MEAC.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't score a ton of points, but it's the tournament. I like our chances, Howard, but they play a good defense. They just don't shoot the ball well. So hopefully Howard comes out and shoots the ball well today.
So that's at 8 o'clock. Kenny Blakeney will join the show. We'll talk more Caps with Alan May at 8:45. He's from the Monumental Sports Network, of course. And we'll talk more college hoops with Hunter Dickinson, Kansas's center, is going to join the show. He will be on with us coming up at 9 a.m. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll tell you where Chase Young wound up and more next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.